Morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed Gimel. We're carrying on from yesterday, and at the bottom of Lamed Bet, I sort of skipped over. I didn't make too much of a fuss about it. To be honest, I didn't really realize how significant it was. But if you look at the Gemara on Lamed Bet Amud Bet, if you go over yesterday and look at yesterday's Amud for a second, you'll see that 7 lines down from the Gemara got wide. Only just joined. Go back to Amud Bet of yesterday's Daf. And just look, that's where we're going to stop. And look at the 5 or 6 lines down from the wide lines. The Gemara says there's siman. Okay, which normally siman is in brackets. And siman generally means that it's a way of the Gemara to try and remember things, help us remember things. There's going to be a couple of things coming up. I ended up counting them. They're actually 9 topics here. There's sana, chala, truma, nigzele, dina, shvua, shifuchta, gilveya, and nivluta. Because those are 9 things. Yesterday we covered 4 of them. And we're about to cover 3. We ended off at Bavon Gezel Agovayola. So there are 9 issues of here. Now, what the Gemara says here is in the Siman, these are all Avonot Shelo Neda. But the Gemara bringing you a list of 9 Avonot that there's punishments for the different types of Avonot. Okay, so we'll see in a second. The first one we saw yesterday was Sana is Sinat Chinam, if it's for causeless hatred. Then the second one was Chala. Right, the second one was Chala. Chala Ein Bracha B'mechunas. If you don't give set aside Chala, so then your liquid produce, etc., lose their value. The third one was Truma. And we said there, we brought there Bavon Bitul Truma Tomashot. Shmanim netzarim milahorir talumatar shamayim. Sorry, that the heavens stop bringing forth rain and dew, etc. And then the fourth one we're up to over here now. We're going to see fourth one, and we'll try to go through them quickly. But there's 6 more. This fourth one plus another 5 avonot, and terrible punishments happen to the world for those avonot.
Just so you know, you're recording,
eh? I am recording. Thank you. I'll stop recording. It's a lucky you weren't there this morning, Mike, because I was meant to record this year now, so I would have ended up stopping through the CM. Okay, I'm still recording. Am I stopped recording now? Yeah. Okay, so now we're on now of 3 lines from the bottom of the Amud, in the middle of the Amud, Bavon Gezel. Okay, if you look at the Siman there is Nigzelet. So we had Sna, Chala, Truma, Nigzelet. Then what's the Bavon Gezel? Gezel is theft, right? Stealing. Now, between a ganef and a gazlan, a ganef comes at night, right? When you can't be seen, and a gazlan comes in the day and puts a gun at your head. That's a gazlan, right? And, or is it the other way around? Am I going the other way around? I think that's a gazlan, right? Now, the reason why it's the other way around, because we know there's the drosha that the ganef is worse than the gazlan. Because the gazlan comes in the daytime in broad daylight and sticks a gun up and you says, give me your money. A ganef comes at night. He thinks God can't see him. You know, so a ganef is worse than a gazlan. But this is a ganef, a gazlan, a gezel. Right? It says here, Bavon Gezel, Hagovai Ola. What's Govai? If you look down at the bottom, those of you got Likute Rashi, says Govai. The last line says, Chagavim Tohorim, Shemechalet Atvua. These are kosher locusts, right? Which are bad for the crops, they finish all the crops. So if for Gezel, people steal, The locusts will come, the locusts will come, Vaharav Have, and it'll become, it'll cause famine. But the Adam Ochlim Basar Benehem Uvnotehen. People become so hungry, end up eating their own children. Shneemar Shimu Davarze Parota Bashan. Asher Bahar Shomron Ashkota Limrotot Evyonim. Right, so the pasuk of Yaza is a difficult pasuk to understand. That same Rashi there says, there's no Rashi on our argument. There's a Dikutri Rashi there, a Rashi from Amos on the Pasuk. The Pasuk there comes from Amos, Parota Bashan. Rashi says on Amos, Neshei Hasarim Vazganim. Okay? Vyesh Tirtu Atirei Nechasya. So the rich woman. Now we'll see in a second that these are people who actually only think that they're rich, or that they live beyond their means. Why? He said, because look at the actual passage. It says, Asher Bahar Shom, they live in Ashomon, Haoshkot Dalim, right? They basically take advantage of the poor, and also of your name. So Amar Rabbi Kagon, Hanen Asher Mechoza. I said, like these Hanen Asher Mechoza, these wealthy women in Mechoza, what was the story about them? They eat, they don't work, right? So they don't work, but they got a big appetite. Look at Rashi. He says not that they steal their husbands, but they force their husbands to go out and steal. He says over here that they cause their husbands to go out and steal. Ve'od mitoch shemolumadot b'machal u'mishteh, says Rashi, they're so experts in the food and drinks. Gormot le'balim igzol, they need their husbands to go. There could be a way to understand Rashi as giving two answers. That answer is u'matzah shegozol le'balehen, they so needy that they end up stealing from their husbands. Or ve'od, says Rashi, mitoch shemolumadot b'machal u'mishteh, because they're such good cooks that their husbands steal for them. Maybe. I don't know. I honestly, it could be two out of ten Rashi. Uchtiv, and the pasuk carries on and says, Uchtiv, right? Rashi says, Bahi Parsha, Benevot Amos. Rashi says, on this, in the same Parsha there, on this discussion in Amos, he came to him, Shidafon, Vesefe, Dekra, Karmechem, Vesetchem, Yochal Agezem. Uchtiv, Beyoam, Rashi, yeah. Yatera gezim, the mashmash gezim, and machale makah, vacharea baim arbi, then come locusts, vachasil diptam locusts. Ame go by, ola bavon gezim, vacavan de mine go by, olin ra'av have, since so many locusts come into being, all the different species, it causes famine. Vacavan da ra'av, since there's famine, ketib be yoshaya, vaigzor al yamin, ra'av, vesefa de kra, ish besar zro'o yochlenu. In the end, basically, there's so much poverty in the world and so much famine and so much hunger, people end up cooking their children. This reminds you of Megillat Eicha. So now, Gemara, so that's that punishment. And then the Gemara goes on, Rashi quotes it already. I'll decree, and then the Gemara is like this, Ve'ish basar zro'o yochelu, I'll decree basar zro'o, ele basar zro'o. I'll decree basar zro'o, ele basar zaro. Sorry, not the limb, not your limb, but your seed. Basar zaro. Right, that's the fourth one. Then ba'avon inui hadin. So now we've got here a non-proper judgment. Inui adin, ve'ivut adin, ve'kilkul adin. So there are three different things over here. Rashi says here, inui adin, she'ma'acharin hadayin ledono. The judges take their time, they don't rush to judge. Ve'lo l'shem shamayim, not because they've got anything to do with any particular motive. Ela acher she'huvra lehen adin, mashu, even though they already know the judgment, they don't bother coming to judgment. How do they translate ivut adin? Ivut, what's the English translation there for ivut adin?
Perverting judgment.
You've got perverting, and then you've got, so inui.
Delaying.
So inui is delaying, ivut is perverting, and kilkul is just basically destroying.
Distortion. Judgment through carelessness.
Miscarriage.
Okay. So now we've got ivut adin. So that was inui adin. Then we've got ivut adin. Ivut Rashi says here, shema'aftinoto mezedin. They basically just judge badly on purpose.
Distorted.
Okay. The kilkul adin.
Miscarriage.
They weren't careful. They weren't trying to be to judge favorably, and they basically ruined judgment. All these three things. There's inui. So we saw different types. There's inui, ivut, and kilkul. The Gemara adds on here ubitul Torah, and also for bitul Torah, right? So what comes? Cheru bizaraba. So the sword and pulverizing, how do you say bizarre, to pulverize, what is that? Plundering. Thank you, that's the word, plundering. Right, that flourishes. The dever ubatzoret ba. And now you also got the word from the plague. So this is mamash from the matzimakot. People eat the unsatisfied. And they have to weigh out their food. There's rations. And the word is, right? Then the next passage, lots of pesukim, I'm going to go through them quickly here. 10 women can all break the bread in one oven. There's so little to do. And they, So there's little to go around, and even with little that you got, you aren't satisfied from. Right? And that, at the end of the day, is because of ruining the judgment. The next sin is avon shvuat shav. So basically making unnecessary oaths, ushvuat sheker, and oaths of lies, v'chilul Hashem, the Gemara couples them all together here, and desecrating Hashem's name, v'chilul Shabbat, desecrating Shabbat. All of that causes chayara araba, wild animals will come. Mamas, is there a thing about this? Dever, makara, chayara, these are all makot from the Seder tonight. Right? Rabba, ubehema kala, ubenada, mitma'atin. And basically, people start disappearing. Vadrachim, mishtomimin. Look at Rashi over here. Shvuat shav. Kola meshane tayadua. Kola la isha hu isha. Shvuat shek. That's shvuat shav. You make an oath in vain. It's obvious it's wrong. You say that a woman is a man or a man is a woman. Shek or shvuat shek is aimed at ato nikeret umaamin shek and abriot. Vadrachim, mishtomimin. Here it says, ma'ain over. There's nobody on the roads. This is like now, from tonight, curfew, no one on the road, shelo neda, right? Shenemar ve'im, somebody said to me, Mordechai Potash, giving the credit, he said to me that, I know he heard it from, that tonight is the second time in the nation of the Jewish people, in the history of the Jewish people, since Egypt, they were told not to go out of their houses at night. Why are you nodding, Mark? You don't agree or you do agree? And I'm saying, it says in Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, we're told, don't leave your houses. Yes. Because it's going to be a makat bechorot. Tonight we got a curfew, asur, to leave your house tonight. It's the second time in the history of the Jewish people that we know that there's a proper formal decree not to leave your house during Seder. Okay.
Because of a plague,
absolutely. Right. Shneimar v'im ba'elot oshuli al tikri ba'. So the pasuk over here says, the pasuk, if you read the pasuk, it says, Im ba'ele. This is the altikri ba'ele. I think it's ba'ele, right? Ela ba'ele. Uchtiv v'yishlachti b'chem et chad asadeh. The wild animals. Uchtiv b'shvuat sheker. V'lo tishbu b'shmi l'sheker. V'chal shem l'kei. You create Hashem's name. U'b'chilul Hashem k'tiv. It says, v'lo t'chalu et shem k'shi. You can't. U'b'chilul Shabbat k'tiv. B'chalei amot yumat. If you m'chal Shabbos, you k'chai mita. V'yal v'chilul chilul m'shvuat sheker. All comes from shvuat sheker. Basically, all these decrees will come from all the chilulim here, from Shvuat Sheker. The next avon is Shvichut Damim, for murder, people who spill blood. So Beit HaMikdash Charev, the Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. For those of you who've joined, I want to just be, I was Choshev B'Ksheirim, I said at the beginning of the year we should stop because we're probably going to have a smaller attendance this morning. So I apologize. Baruch Hashem, everybody's here. And yeah, let's carry on.
I forgive you.
Okay. Shvichut Damim. Beit HaMikdash Charev, right? For Shvichut Damim, the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. V'shchina mislekim Yisrael. And the Shchina, Hashem's presence, disappears from Yisrael. Shneimar, right? The Pasuk Aviyah says, I'm skipping the Pasuk Aviyah, V'lo tachnifu et ha'aretz. I think tachnifu means like to pollute or to, what does it mean, lo tachnifu et ha'aretz? Asher atem ba, ki hadam hu yachnif et ha'aretz. Blood desecrates or pollutes. V'la ha'aretz lo yuchupa l'adam asher shupach bad. Ki im bedam shofcho. Blood will cause blood. It's the only way to purify. V'lo titamayt ha'aretz asher atem yoshvim ba asher neshichim betocha. Ha, atem etamim ota. You pollute, desecrate. I don't want nothing to do with it. The next one, the eighth one, avon gilu arayot. This is for promiscuity. Vavudat kochem and idol worship. Vashmatat shmitin v'yovalot. And if you don't keep the shmitin v'yovalot, for all those reasons together, look at they're all linked together. You see that gilu arayot, avudat kochem and shmat shmita. Just shows you think that shmita is not a big deal or you're not a big deal. It's coupled with gilu arayot and avudat kochavim. If for all those things, galut ba'ala olam, we'll be galut, magalinotom, we are expelled, ba'inachem yoshvim mekoman, others come and sit in our place. Shneimar, ki et kol ha'tavot al asu anshei ha'aretz. Et kol ha'tavot al asu anshei ha'aretz, uchtiv ba'titba ha'aretz, va'ifkod avona, le'al be sin, and God will pay attention to it. Uchtiv ve'lo taki ha'aretz etchem, ve'tumatchem ota, ve'lochavim ketiv ve'natati et pigrechem, uchtiv ha'shimot emikdashchem, va'atem ezre ba'goyim, as you'll be split amongst the nations. And the Shmiti Yovel says, "As Tirtze Aretz, if they call you Me'ah Shama, v'atem ba'aretz, v'chein you'll be in other lands, uchtiv call you Me'ah Shama tishbot." So basically, nothing will take place there. I didn't see where it actually mentions about bringing the goyim into our places. Rashi says here. Look at Rashi there. Natati pigrachem apigrachem dahin over Nazara. Uchtiv batray often says there. Bitchem is Rebbe God spread you out. Uchtiv v'shavemu alea oivechem hayoshvim ba. Those that sit in the country. Reshehem golin oivechem yoshvim in command. You go, you get sent out, and the others all out, come into your place. With nature abhors a vacuum. The Jews go, the goyim come. Although the truth is that for thousands of years they weren't really able to settle the land the way we are. So that's a bit of a nechama. Even though we were in Galut for thousands of years, the goyim couldn't turn Israel into a oasis like it is today. It stayed a wasteland. I mean, it was full of swamps and it was a bad place. And we've seen throughout the years all the travelers that came here. No real success took place. So the goyim didn't manage here. Even though they were here, they didn't really manage. Bavon nevelut. The next one, nivlut peh. This is an unbelievable Gemara. This is talking about speaking badly, basically cursing and using swear words, right? Tzarot rabot ugzerot kashot mitchatshot, right? So rabot gzerot, many decrees, kashot, difficult ones are reinstated. Ubachorei son Israel meitim. That's a lashon sagina hor. It means bachorei Israel, and children of Israel will die, not bachorei Israel. Ve'yetomim va'amanot zoakin, and widows and orphans will scream, v'eina neni, no one will hear them. Shneemar al kain al bachurav lo yismach Hashem. The pasuk there, kaf bet. Al kain al bachurav lo yismach Adonai v'et yetomav et amenotav lo yirachem. And the widows of the world will not be rachamim. Ki chulo chanei fumerav v'chol pe dover nevala, and all mouth that speak badly, v'chol zot lo shav apo v'od yadot etuyad. His hand's still there. In other words, it's a continuing judgment. We'll say in a second, what does it mean? God says, what does it mean that the hand is still there? So how much worse can it get? Look at this Gemara, unbelievable. Listen to this. Everybody knows. Why does a woman get married? Everyone knows why a woman gets married, or why a boy gets married. Why the young people get married. Everyone knows why they get married. That's what the Gemara is saying, not me. The Gemara is saying, we all know why they got married. Ela kol ha-menavel piv. But no one will say why. You aren't going to, you all know why, but you aren't going to say why. That's nibul peh, right? Afilu, if you menavel peh, you speak peh in a crude way. Afilu chotmin alav gzar din shel 70 shana letova, even though there's already been a decree of 70 good years. Hofchina Lavrara will be turned over. Somebody will go. This applies to all of us. This is not a we are avoda zora, maybe we can't relate to, and yetom and shvichu damim we can't relate to, and chilul shabbat and we can't relate to, and shvuat shav and all that. But this is something we can all relate to. This is something everybody can relate to, me included. Right? I mean, me maybe especially. But yeah, I'm not giving musa. I'm just making a point. Right? Don't get me wrong. Right? Right, Amar Rabba Bar Shilo, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Avivav Et Piv, Ma'amikin Lo Gehenom, and more than that, your Gehenom gets deeper. Shneemar, Shucha Amuka Pizarot, right? So this, the Shucha Amuka, deep pit, Pizarot. Look at the actual pasuk over there, Kaf Gimel. In Mishle, Shucha Amuka Pizarot, Zoum Hashem. Al yipal sham. Don't go there. Rachman Yitzchak Amar Af Shomea Veshotek. Not only a person who speaks in a crude, even someone just sits there and listens, it doesn't say anything, doesn't shut the gap. You're sitting there and you hear someone talking, you don't stop there. Scary. Shnei Amar. Look at the pasuk here, the last pasuk, or the second last pasuk. He says over there, is that the last pasuk? At the end of the pasuk, right? Zu'um Hashem yipal sham. What does it mean, Zu'um Hashem? Right, Rashi says he has Zum Hashem. The third word before the lines get wide. Zum Hashem Yipol Sham. Zaam Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Shore Sham Etzel Pi Zarut. Zum Hashem is Zaam. The person who's sitting there, that's where the Zaam Hashem's anger goes. Shvedes Lova Shomea. Karui Zumo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. He's called Zumo Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Oishia. Kol Mimarekatz Mo Laveira. Now, Mimareka via Rashi explains, because Mimareka is more, Mefaneli bolechach. Mimareka is more, Mishara sakim, Nitasek. God prepares himself. He frees himself up from all other activities to now go and do an Aveira. Right? What happens? Chavrot uptzain yotzin bo. So now suddenly he'll have all things will happen on his body. Look at Rashi over here. There's no Rashi on this. Chavrot uptzain yotzin bo. Shdemar chavrot petza timrok para. V'lod ele shenidon bahadrukan. And he gets hadrukan. What's hadrukan? Rashi says a chol. It's some sort of sickness. We've seen this before plenty of times. The Gemara mentions hadrukan. Right? Some sort of intestinal illness, I think. Looking for Agota Bach over here. I can't find Agota Bach. Anybody out there? Yeah? Shenidon Bahadrukan. Right? It's a good one. It says basically Shenidon Bahadrukan. Shnemar Umakot Chadre Baten. Right? Makot Chadre Baten. That's he smash you in the insides, in the intestines. Amar Abnachem Yitzchak. Siman La'avera Hidrukan. He says that's an Aveira. Person gets Hidrukan. It's Siman Aveira. Look at Rashi over there. Siman Shel Aveira, says Rashi. No, there's no Rashi on that either. Apologize. Hidrukan, yeah, it's just it's Cholihu, right? Tamra Rabbanan. Now, while we're on the subject of Hidrukan, the Gemara says like this. He says there are three types. Shlosha Mine Hidrukan. The three types of Hidrukan. So it's important to know which is which, because one of them we said is Siman of Aveira. So we have Hidrukan, eh? He says, Shosha Mine Hidrukan, Shel Aveira, the one that's Aveira is Ava. Rashi says, Ava Bishvil Aveira, Ava Besaro, his flesh gets very fat or thick. Mitkashev Av, Venafuach Bovi, very swollen. Veshel Ra'av, Tafuach. So I'm not sure exactly what he means over here, because he says the first one was Venafuach Bovi, so like swollen in its thickness. Yeah, he says just Tafuach. Just like your whole body may be swollen, I don't know. Right, look at Rashi, the shyness, tafuach or raw basur. So his skin, I don't know, the or on his flesh. So maybe the one is that his actual flesh is swollen, and yeah, his skin is swollen. Umayim bein tayim, and it's holding on to water, right? That's like when you say it's body's full of liquids. Right, when you're kesruchit v'rachmet chol, very shiny. And his skin looks very, very, very soft inside. Okay, v'shel kshafim. And if you've been, if a witch has hit you with a hidrukan, right? So then it's very dark. Look at Rashi. Besaro dak v'kachush. Your flesh is thin and weak. So now we've been told what these three types of hidrukanim are. Almost like a Shmuel HaKatan chashbei. Shmuel HaKatan had hidrukan. Rabbi Shimon Lazar. So, Amar Ribono Shel Olam, right? Mephis. Rashi says, yeah. Look at Rashi over here. He says over here, Rabbi, so he had it. He said to God, Ribono Shel Olam, Mi Mephis, Mi Matil Goral Avchin Lo Dia She'enu Shel Aveira. He says, how's anyone going to know that I haven't gone from Aveira? Achshav yomru alai shavarti al dat. They'll say chas v'shalom. The guy is chayev for doing a virus. Ve'ena kol yodin ve'gimel simanim shamaru pamim shemishtari. And not everyone knows the three different types. They're going to know that mine is because of I don't know for some other reason and not because of sin. And not everyone's an expert. What happened? Itzi. He was healed. Okay, so they wouldn't have a bichoshed on him. Abaya chashbe. Now Abaya. He also had a hidrukon. Amar Rava says, Yadana bei ben Nachmani demach bin nafshe. Rava says, I know about Nachmani. Remember, Abaya was called Nachmani. We saw this before, a couple of times we've seen this. There are two explanations. The Rashi says that Abaya was an orphan and he grew up. Remember, Rabbi Bar Nachmani brought him up. And he called him Nachmani. Because I'm getting confused now. There were two explanations. One was that Nachmani, who actually was his nephew, and Rabbi's nephew, and Rabbi and Abai's father were brothers, and he called him Nachmani after his father, who was Abai's grandfather, because his father was, I don't know, something, Abba, Rabbi. Remember this all we saw before, right? So Nachmani was Abaya. I'm sure there's a note over here if you look at it. So Abaya Chashbay Amarabi Yadanabai Benachmani de Machbi Nafshe. I know about, look at Rashi there, Yadanabai Shemachmad Rav Balo, the Ain Tarich Nachashdo. The reason why he's got it is because he starves himself. The guy he doesn't eat much. And that's why he's got it. Right? Now Rava himself, Chashbay, he had it. So the Gemara says, now wait a second, Bahar Rava who the Amar Nefishe Ketire Kadar.
Look at Rashi. He says Rabbi himself said, why did Rabbi get it? For how law here even that's where he never used to prevent himself. He never used to cause starve himself. I knew about Nachmani. He used to see when he spoke about the Gemara seems to understand that when Rabbi mentioned this about Abaya, he said it disparagingly. He said, "Look at him! I know the guy. He starves himself all the time." Meaning, Rabbi doesn't starve himself. So why would Rabbi have it from that? Maybe he never used to go to the toilet. He would hold it in. But we saw there in Bechorot. Tava Rabba Hidrukan Rabba. If you've got a lot of need to go to the toilet and you hold it in, you end up getting Hidrukan. Sha'al Shehita Nakavimuba. In other words, it seems that Rabba knew all these things. Why did Rabba get Hidrukan? So he was now Sha'ani Rabba, the answer Rabbanan Beidne. Baal Koch. Rabba didn't want to agree. That came from not going to the toilet. Rabba's Hidrukan came from holding himself and not going to the toilet. It wasn't out of choice. He had no choice. Because the Chachamim were always busy asking him questions, he could never go to the toilet. Look at Rashi. The answer Rabbi Rabbi Idnei, HaTalmidim HaKvuim Lahem Ad Eit Lefanav. They were always talking in front of him. On Sinoto LaShot Nekevav. He could never go to the toilet. He was always busy answering questions. Every time he wanted to go, he was always busy answering Shilas. So that's why he got Hidrukon. Now, while we're on this three sides of Hidrukon, the Gemara says as well, Arba Simanim Haim, there are four other types of Simanim. What are they? Siman La Aveira Hidrukon. So we've just seen that now, one of them. So Hidrukon, there are three types of Hidrukon, but Hidrukon comes, is one Siman that comes from Aveira. Siman the Sinat Chinam is Yerakon. Yerakon is, I think, is that jaundice? I've got a feeling that, look at that, is that jaundice? Right, is Yerakon. Siman the Gasut Haruach. If a person's haughty, so his punishment is that he's a poor person. Look at Rashi. The Aniyuta over here is Beperka Ish Makadesh in Kiddushin. It says Mefarish Ma Aniyut the Torah. So the guy wants to be had like a big Talmid Chochem. He ends up basically becoming a Amaret. Right? And Siman Le Lashon Hara is Askara. Remember, we've seen Askara as well. Askara also like is a thickness, a sickness in your throat, like some sort of that dentist will know all about. Right, is of Asker. Look at Rashi over here. Not that dentists get it, but they're the ones who look in the throat all the time. Don't misunderstand me, right? He says, Asker, a choli hamatchil b'ma'ayim. It starts off in the intestines, v'gomer b'garon, and ends anikra bonomalan, Rashi says. I don't know what that word is similar to. So those are the four different types of the time of Asker. So now we're going to discuss the last Asker, Baal Olam. Why do we get Asker? Ala ma'aser. Right, look at Rashi over here. What do you mean, ala ma'aser? Rashi says, Ha'ochel perotav tvalim. If you eat fruit in its tevil form, if you've taken trum and maaseh, for who be mitta b'da shamayim, and you get mitta b'da shamayim, v'zohi mitato, and this is your mitta, it comes from Askara. Midah b'midah, why is it midah b'midah? Why is it one against the other? The derech grono nichnas b'me'av. Because you started eating the tevil, it went into your mouth, from your mouth into your stomach. Now the Askara comes from your stomach into your mouth. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Lashon Hara. He says, now why do you get Askara? Because of Lashon Hara. See, right. So now there are two arguments here. It seems to be that the Tanakhama says you get Askara because of Maase. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi says you get Askara because of Lashon Hara. So now, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Makra, what's the pasuk? Where's the Makor for this? He says, where's the Makor? He quotes a pasuk over here. Vahamelech Yismach Be'elohim. Yitalel kol anishbabo ki yisaker pi dovrei shaker. So the person who lies gets askara. See that? Ki yisaker. That's askara. Dovrei shaker. So now, he said like this. So now, let's just do the makor. Now this divra lashon sheker seems to speak more about lashon hara than about maser, right? So the Gemara's question is, by Elayu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, the Rosh Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, when he said Lashon Hara, right? So when he said Lashon Hara, is it Al Lashon Hara Kamar or Dilma Af Al Lashon Hara Nami Kamar? Is he agreeing with Tana Kamar that's on Maaser, but this he's saying it's also Lashon Hara, or is it not on Maaser, it's Lashon Hara? That's the question of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara is a bright toshma. When we saw this in Brachot, in Masechet Brachot, we had the same, this almost exact same word. Now it's funny, the Besorah Shach doesn't bring it over here, and I couldn't find it. Oh, I apologize. There it is. Brachot Samech Gimel. I looked it up yesterday, but I found it. Yeah, that's right. I've actually marked it here.
Because Rosh Hashanah has got their brachot samach gimel. Rabbi, we learned this almost the exact idea here about Rabbi Yehuda, who was Rosh HaMedabrim. We have this over here. It was like this. Kishnichos Rabbatan Kerem B'Yavne. Right, so why is it called Kerem B'Yavne? Rashi says, Zebed HaMidrash Yoshvin Shurot Shurot Kekerem. They're sitting in rows like in a vineyard. Kach B'Forash B'Yushalvi B'Brachot. Right, it's a Kerem B'Yavne. There's actually yeshiva to this day called Yeshivat Kerem B'Yavne. Right, it's in Yavne, next to Yavne, and next to the Kvutzat Yavne. And it's named after this, Kerem B'Yavne. Right? Shehaya Sham Rabbi, there's a machloki, that might have been the first, there's a bit of an argument amongst Talmidim, which was the first Hezer Yeshiva. So Rav Goldwicht, like, they claim that he was the first Hezer Yeshiva. There are those that say Amital with his father-in-law, they had their own, and they also Hezer Yeshiva. But there's a machloki where it was. It's definitely either the first or the joint first Hezer Yeshiva is called Kerem B'Yavne. Right? Says, Keshich Rabbi Dan Kerem B'Yavne, Hayah Sham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Right, that's Rabbi Shimon. Always, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Rabbi Shimon. Nishalash shelazu b'vnei. The question was asked to them. Makazo b'vnei ma mitchedet b'vnei ma'ayim v'gomer peh. This sickness, right? Look, Rashi says this sickness over here. Makazu askara, right? What it starts in the stomach, it ends up in the throat, right? What's it come from? And then Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli. That's Rabbi Yehuda, right? He's the guy, the same Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli that we saw that a few daf ago was sitting Erev Shabbos with his cloak of Pishta with a tzitzit, right? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And he's Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom, right? Now Rashi will tell us why. We'll get to the Gemara explain in a second. It was a decree from the Roman king that he was the first guy to speak. He got the kavod. And he answered, he said, even though the kidneys, right, advise you, that was the Chazal at the time understood that advice came from the kidneys, right? That your klayot were your source of advice. The lev, even the heart understands, and the tongue starts to chop up, to find, to express the words. Bottom line is pegomer. The end of the day, the mouth is where it finally all comes out of. Starts in your klayot, it goes to your heart, then to your tongue. But the mouth is what does the work, right? So that's why, start looking at Rashi over there. Pegomer, lashon hara. V'hu bar kol kach. And that's why it comes from lashon hara. Lefichach matchil b'maayim, the same appear, starts in the intestines and comes to the mouth. Shalev mevin is a pe lashon hara. U'bodeh hadvari milibo. Bottom line. And pegomer, says Rashi there, hakol yotzei minagar, all comes out of the throat. So that is the Hebrew, that's Rabbi Yehuda's answer. Now, near Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, the second one to talk. V'amar b'pneima, why? She'ochlin ba dvarim t'meim. He says, because you eat t'meim, dvarim t'meim. Navdafka, not necessarily tumen maser, but dvarim t'meim. Right? Dvarim t'meim, sakarach, the word says, what, dvarim t'meim? Because over here it says, you chayev mita. So what, for dvarim t'meim, you're going to be chayev mita? Remember, we said there's mita, and they said, mita keneged midah, mita keneged midah. So he says, how can you say this because of mita, because of dvarim? Look at Rashi there, the last wide lines at the top there. V'chi onsha mita, and you chayev mita for eating treifers. Tibishlom lashon hara, on shemim yastem lashon hara, you chayev mita, dichtiv milshani beseter, ayu, oto atzmit. Right? So we understand for lashon hara, but for dvarim t'meim, edah, the Gemara says, edah she'ochlin ba, dvarim she'enan metukanim, not dvarim t'meim, edah dvarim t'meim, because that is tuma and truma and maseh. So we've got Rabbi Yehuda said, because of lashon hara, and we've got the Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Yossi says, because of laktana kama, because of maseh. Now Rabbi Shimon v'amar, now the last one to answer is Shimon. He says, Ba'avon bitul Torah. He says, you got it all wrong because of bitul Torah. Look at Rashi. The Anush Nami Mita. That's also because there for bitul Torah, it's also Chayv Mita. Amri, listen to this. Karama Mikra, Nidrash, Tivnei Panav, Laman Yirbo Yemechem. We saw it the other day, remember? We had Laman Yirbo Yemechem Ibbenechem. And the question was, we had a machlokete, is it tzitzi, is it a mezuzah? Or bitul Torah, remember? And we said, there's one who's Doresh Lifnei, Velo Lifnei Lifnei. And the way it was Doresh the Pasuk Lifnei. Remember that Gemara from Shema, Laman Yiru Mech Menechem, Adam Shesh Baal Avdechem, etc. So he's learning it there from Bittul Torah. So now there's a big machloket over here. So he says, how can it be? How can it be? He says, Amru Lo, they said to him, Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that Bittul Torah is Chayev? He says, Nashim Yochichu, is he from Nashim? He says, because Nashim aren't Chayev in Torah. So how can you say that Bittul Torah, this askara comes from Bittul Torah? Women aren't chayv Bittul Torah, and it seems that women get askara as well. So he says, no. He says, why do they get it? Because they cause their husbands Bittul Torah. So he says, okay, well, they're nochim yochim. We see nochim get askara, and they aren't chayv in Torah.
So he says, no, why do Nochrim get it? She mevatel et Yisrael. Because they mevatel am Yisrael from getting Torah from you. That's why they're chayev. He says, okay, then tinokot yochichu. It's from children. Children haven't got a mitzvah. Look at Rashi there. Tinokot yochichu. She'enan b'nei limud. Amalin, afhein b'avon. You're going to say, they also she mevatel et... So it's the answer. She mevatel et Yisrael. He says, no. He says, she mevatel et avihim. And that Rashi says over there, the answer there is that they caused their parents to be mevatel Torah. Why? Lo lichon lechemav, lo tzeh take him to the sun, to the shade, lo fai sun begozim, and to placate them with sweets, etc. Because the parents are busy looking after their children, so they have been mevatel Torah. So he says, okay, but then if that's the case, tinokot shel beit rabban yochichus. Those are children who aren't learning. But yeah, they're tinokot shel beit rabban, children who are learning Torah, and they aren't causing their children bittul Torah, and they haven't got a chiyuv of Torah. So what are you going to say then? Look at Rashi. They aren't battling themselves. They aren't causing bitu. Right? It's not hatam k'Rabbi Guri and Rabbi Guri. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shemaya. Bizman she'at tzadikim. Look at this. I'm going to look at this. Bizman she'at tzadikim shebedor. When they are tzadikim in the door, so tzadikim nitpasim al ador. They're the ones who pay the price for the door. But when they're not tzadikim, ain't tzadikim a door, Tinokot shel beit rabban nitpasin al ador. Then they do become chayev. Tinokot shel beit rabban. They become the ones. They are the whole world rests on them, and they become responsible. So anyhow, that's the argument there. But bottom line, we can see that we had Rabbi Huda who said that it was lashon hara, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yossi who said that it was on Dvarim lo metukanim, and Rabbi Shimon had his own vort on bitul Torah. We'll see in a second now why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was so particular about Bittul Torah, while for him Bittul Torah was the most important thing of the lot. And we all know the famous story about Shimon bar Yochai was in the cave for 12 years. This is the daf. Make a note of it. Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel, you can remember, because Shimon bar Yochai's Hilule is Lag Ba'Omer. Right? Shimon bar Yochai's Hilule is Lag Ba'Omer. This is the daf. Lag Masechet Shabbos. So you can remember Lag, make a note of it, right? This is the story. This is the Makor from Shimon bar Yochai. So now, just thought of that now, but I think it's a good way to remember. All right. Now it's a good case on like this. My cry. What's the pasuk? Where's the makor for all of this? He quings a pasuk. He says like this. Im lo teid ilach hayafa banashim. This is from Shir Hashirim, right? Tzeilach b'ikvei hatzon, ure'i et gidotayich al mishkenot haro'im. Now, how's going to explain this? Im lo teid ilach. Look at Rashi over here. Im lo teid ilach. Lishmor mitzvotai. He says, if you don't have to look after my mitzvot, tzeilach, go out, u'bikshei rachamim b'schut ikvei hatzon. He says, our forefathers, they looked after the younger one. Says, their gidotayich are the tinokot shelcha. Shlo yitpesu al mishkenot haroim, ro'ei adoru parnasav. The leaders, basically, they're the ones that have to are responsible because of the children. So, afeved Hashem, v'amrinan gedai mushkanin al haroim. Shma Amina. So Shma Amina says, Af Lashon, I don't know. I'm not quite sure I understood this grammar properly. Shma Amina, Af Lashon, Aran, Nami, Kama, Shma Amina. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. No, 100%. Right, so now the grammar says, Vamaikar, so now the grammar has finished that story. It says, Vamaikaru le Rosh HaMedabrim b'chol makom. We saw this as well. So now the question is, why is Rabbi Yehuda called Rosh HaMedabrim? Where did he get this title from to be called the first guy to speak in all occasions? So the story is that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were all sitting together, and Rabbi Huda ben Gairim was sitting with them. Why is he called Ben Gairim? Actually, because his mother and father were Gairim. Right? Patach Rabbi Huda says like this, Kamenaimasehen shel umazo. Look at Rashi there. Who's umazo? The Romans. Romaim. So Rabbi Huda is praising the Romans. Now the question is, why was he praising them? Did he really believe this? Well, like in the times of the KGB, when you think people are listening to you, you say nice things about this, so they think you're actually their friend, but in quiet, you say other things. I'm not sure. Right? I don't know. Because Ben Gairi was there, maybe they never trusted Ben Gairi, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't trust him, and he knew he shouldn't say things in front of him because this guy wasn't dependable, right? So he says to him, "Kama masim shirami, what was tignu shvakim?" Look at Rashi over there. Seder moshav shivka arot v'chutzotehen. They prepared marketplaces. They built marketplaces. Tignu geshun. They built bridges. V'tignu mechzot. They built bathhouses. Look how great they were. Right. So Rabbi Yossi shatak. Rabbi Yossi had nothing to say. So you know what? You don't want to get into trouble. Just keep quiet. It's probably a good habit under all circumstances, right? Na Rashbi b'amar Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who obviously he had a passion against the Romans, he couldn't hold back. V'amar, what are you talking about? Kol mashe tiknu tiknu l'tzorich atzman. Whatever they did for themselves, they did nothing for us. They didn't build the bridges for us. They didn't build the markets for us. They didn't build the bathhouses for us. Tiknu shvakein lo shiv bein zono. Why they build markets? To put prostitutes there so that they could go and have a place to be with prostitutes. Merchatzaot, they built bathhouses la denbet so they could go and ingratiate themselves. Gesharim, why bridges? Litol men meches, to put people there to charge us taxes for using the tolls, toll roads. Halach Yehuda ben Gairim, v'siper divrehem. Now, v'nishma'u l'malchut. Now, it's clear over here that Yehuda ben Gairim wasn't a malshin. He didn't go and tell the Romans. He just didn't keep quiet. He spoke about it. He spoke too much. And when you know, they say that what's a shnayim besod, right? The magic can keep is a secret between two people. When they're three people around, they're no longer a secret. So word got out that the rumors came to be, and people were quoting Rabbi Yehuda and quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that they had this and said that, and the Romans came to hear about it. Amru. So they called them in, and they said, Yehuda she'ila yit'ale. He who spoke nicely about us, look at Rashi over there, yit'ala, right? Yiliyot rosh ha-medabrin. He will always get the kavod. Yossi sheshatak, Yossi who didn't say nothing, he didn't rebuke them, but he just didn't agree with him. Yigle letzipori, he must go move out of here and go to Tzipori. Shimon shegina, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that spoke bad against us, yehareg, he's chayev mita. Shimon bar Yochai knows now that there's blood on his, money on his head. Azahu ubrei, him and his son went together. Tashu bei midrasha. There's a Nikute Rashi over here which says that Tashu means to, it's a Gemara, right? He says there from Masechet Tanit, the same story is told there. He says, Tashu hayu mitchabim, went to hard. Right? So him and his son went to, where do they go hard? They went to the Midrash, Hidag in the Bay Midrash. I'm not sure if it's the best place to hide when the Romans are looking for you and you're a rabbi, right? Where do you think they're going to find you? In the, I don't know. So he says, Kol yoma have a mighty now, devitu rifte v'chuze demaya v'charche. They, every day, his wife bringing food there and they would eat. Kitakiv gezautu, when things started getting really bad, right? Amar el Bray said to his son, listen, Nashim da'atan kalalehen. He says, woman, you know, they can't really keep a secret. We've been in trouble once with this Yehuda ben Gairi, we couldn't keep a secret. Who knows? But he's actually got a reason. This is what he says. It's not that Paylochi Mizalzel woman. This is not a joke. He says, Dilma mitzarela umagalila. They might come and actually torture her. And I think that's been a problem to this day. There's always been an issue of having women pilots. One of the reasons was that if they get captured, they will, you know, they'll give up quicker. You know, there's a threshold, pain threshold, even though they have childbirth. But other than childbirth, their pain threshold seem to be low in other areas. And maybe not. No, that's what they say. Right? And Shimon bar Yochai was concerned. They might capture his wife and they would torture her and she would reveal where they were. Azlu tashu b'ma'arch, they went and they hid in a cave. Itrachish nishda, a miracle happened. Ivrei charuva, a carob tree grew there. Rashi says, charuva lecho perotav. And Rashi adds in there, sorry, the Gemara says, in the Maya to drink. Vahavu mishalchem inayhu. Right? They took off their clothes. The Likutei Rashi, if you look at the Mishnah Shas there on the Vav, actually, it's Targum shel vayafshitu, the Aramaic translation of vayafshitu, vayeshalchu. So vayayin Rashi ketubot samechei, we just did the seal this morning on Mesnechet ketubot, right? So meshalchei minai took off their clothes, vavuyatve ad savarayu bechal, and they sat in the sand up to their necks to keep themselves covered. Kule yom egras, they learned Torah the whole day. Beidan tseluyed, when it came time for davening, right? Lavshu michsu umatsu, they put on their clothes and they daven. Vahadar meshalchei, they take their clothes off. I think there's a Rashi here that says
form of a quarantine.
Sorry, la quarantine. Well, thank God we can keep our clothes on, eh? We keep our clothes on. I can't answer. Right? What? Someone say something? Kiyechi de lo livlu. Right? The Gemara says, why did they take their clothes off? They didn't want their clothes to be worn out, so they looked off their clothes very carefully. They only wore them for tefillah. Etvu treisar shane. Right? They were there for 12 years, b'marti the cave. At Eliyahu v'kampitcha de ma'arta. Eliyahu Nevi came to the entrance of the cave. Amar, man ludei lebar yochai. Demet kesar ubatil gezerte. Says, who's going to tell Rav Shimon bar Yochai that the Caesar's died and the Xer is no longer there? They went outside of the 12 in the cave. Chazu inshay de ka. Look at this. The carve vizare. They saw people, Rashi says, who were choresh. Rashi says, carve choresh, were plowing and planting. Now you must remember, these are guys for 12 years lived in a cave. They had a cherub tree and water, lived on miracles. All they must learn Torah. I said, why do you have to plow? Right? Amar, menichin chayei olam. There's a Likutei Rashi over there that says, chayei olam is Torah. He says, what? Menichin chayei olam. They're leaving the world, the whole world, the chayei olam, the life of world. Right? I lost my place. And they're dealing now with immediate needs. Look at Rashi, it says Chaya Shah. Right? What do they need to do this for? They never understood that they had to work, but they said, Goyim can do it for you. Why are they doing it? Pay Goyim to do it. Right? That's what we in Israel. The guys let us come on, bring all the Thailandian and the Philippinian and the Tawa and the Chinese. And what must we work for? The Goyim must do the work for us. Right? Don't worry, Hashem will look after you. Wherever they looked, fire came and they burnt it. Yatsta bat kol v'amarim. A heavenly voice came out and said, "Lachriv olami yatzatim." When you came out of the cave to destroy my world, chizul amaradchem. Go back to your cave. Hadur azul etivu treisar yachesh. Now the whole 12 months they stuck out in the cave. Amrei. So now they said to themselves after 12 months, Mishpat reshayim begeinom shtemishre chodesh. How long is the most a person can be in Gehenna? 12 months. That's why we only say Kaddish, the Minhag Ashkenaz, is only say Kaddish for a parent 11 months. Because nobody wants to believe that their parents were so bad, they spent a full 12 months in Gehenna. I think the Sfarim of Minhag also for 12 months, but 11, after 12 months they say it again. I don't know what the story is. I'm not an expert on that yet. Okay, Baruch Hashem. She had started Bat Kol V'Amra. So a heavy voice came out and said, Tzumarechem, God of the grave. You see, Rashi says the Amrei Mishpatrus and Dlaka Kal Vachomer. Rashi says there, Shinemar v'azim lo tichbe v'ayav midai chodesh b'chodesho, midai shabbat b'shabbato, yavo ko basar af v'nurim bo b'eh b'mashma. Ma shabbatot l'minui shelahem, af ha-chodeshim l'shem, v'hai v'adai b'poshay gehenem ishtat, v'dichtiv l'el minai v'yatsu, v'ra'u b'pigrei ha-nashim ha-poshim bi. Hachinami tanila b'ser ola. So they understood that 12 months is the most you can get. How long can they be there for? Yastar bat kol said, Su go out. Nafku, they went out. Now listen to this. Kol heicha dehave machay Rabbi Elazar have a masa Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, his son, still everywhere he looked, he was destroying things. And whatever he would destroy, Rabbi Shimon would quickly fix. Amarloi says to him, Bani, dai lo lam ani va'ata. So you know what? Let the world be. It's enough, just the Torah of us. Let them carry on doing their work. Look at Rashi. Dai lo lam boskei Torah ani va'ata. Bahare panya de male shabta. Right now it happened on Erev Shabbos. Chazu ahu sabed habenaki trei medane asa. Rashi says, trei medane chavilot shladas. They saw somebody running on Erev Shabbos with two bundles of hadasim in his hands. Verait ben ashmasha, quickly running. Amru said to him, Hare lamlach, what you got these two hadasim for? Amar leo lichvot Shabbat. He says, why need two? Vetiski lach bechad, isn't one enough for you? So he says, Chad keneged Zachor, v'chad keneged Shamor. He says, I need them both. One for positive commandment. Amar lebrei, say now Rabbi Shimon said to his son, Chazay kameh chavivin mitzvot al Yisrael, right? Yativ da'atayu. And they were now relaxed. They realized that even though they thought on a much higher madrega, Am Yisrael was still involved in mitzvot. Shamar Pinchas ben Yair chatnei v'nafek lape. So now Pinchas ben Yair was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's chatan, right? Son-in-law. But Nafak, we went to meet him. Aile lebei bane, right? So he went up to his son, Vahaveka Arich Leila Bisre. Look what he was doing over here. Rashi says over here, Arich Le Metakein Umachlik. He was busy like soothing his skin. Chazed Habebe File Begufe. Rashi says there, Bekaim, Stakim Echonachor, from the sand, it eaten away his skin, and all these like holes in his skin. Habekabachish, Rapincha started crying. The Kenatru Dmat Ene Ukemetsuchele. And he's crying over the wound. Rabbi Shimon Shad Maot Meluchinu Machivin Etamakai. End up burning him from the salt. Amale Oili Sheraaticha Bechach. Right? So he says, Oili, he says that I have to see you like this. Amale says, on the contrary, Oi Am Ashrecha Sheraitini Bechach. He says, I'm glad you should be happy you saw me like this. Shilmale Loraitini Bechach. Lo Matzata Bechach. He says, if you hadn't seen me like this, you wouldn't have found me. Demikara, Kaveh Makshay, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, Kushia. He says, what's going on? I've been a little bit of, he says, I'll be like this. They were obviously chavrutas to begin with. Rabbi Shimon used to learn with him. He says, Im lo reitani bekach, lo matzi bekach. Because otherwise he's saying, if you didn't see me like this, I wouldn't be so great like I am now, right? After all the limud. Demikara, Kaveh Makshay, Shimon Yochai, Kushia. When Rishon Rabbi Shimon Yochai would ask a question, Have him a farik, Rabbi Pinchas, Ben Yair, Tresar, Piruke. Rabbi Pinchas would give him 12 different ways to answer the question. The sof. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Kushia says in the end, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair asked the question, "Have a mefarik le Rashbi eshin v'ame piruke." He says, "He learned so much that the tables turned. Beforehand, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was so great. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai couldn't ask a good question. Now, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair asked a question. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai could give it 24 angles to it." Amar hoyo v'drachesh nisa. So now he says like this: since a miracle happened, right? Izil atkin milta. I'll go, you'd celebrate Dichtav, and more Yaakov Shalem, Vamar Rav Shalem Begufoin. And our Rav says, what does it mean that Yaakov was Shalem? And Yaakov came back from the story of, I think it was with Isaac. He says, Shalem Begufo, Shalem Bemamono, Shalem Betorato. He was whole in his body, in his wealth, and in his Torah. Vayichane Peneir, right? Amar Rav. Anyway, let's end off over here. We'll carry on with this after Yont.